heart in here, God, that they would be so receiving, God, that they would be so open in you. You just want to come over every part of their life. God, I just pray an atmosphere of surrender, an atmosphere of faith, God, and we just believe so boldly that you are here to change lives, that you are here to pour your spirit out, God. You are so good, God. Your love is so freeing, and I just thank you for the work that you have done, God, and I pray that you would multiply in every heart, God, that your love would fill every void, that your love would fill every hurt, God. You have called us by name, and you have called us your own. God, we just walk in that. God, I just thank you, God, that you are here. I thank you for your power. God, you are so good. Amen. Thank y'all. You guys can find your seat. High five someone. Hug someone on your way back. If it's your first time, we want to give you a gift. Y'all can go ahead and follow Kevin Shores with his hand up over there outside. If you brought a guest, you can go with as well. New people out the door. Okay, everyone find your seat. Okay, they found their seats. Good. Just want to make sure junior highers are on the outside and that high schoolers are on the inside. Okay, so my first announcement is I just want to highlight the Speed of Light garage sale that's going on. And so it's May 18th through the 20th, which is next Friday, and the Silvers are hosting it. So our goal for this garage sale is $600. Do y'all think you can do that? That was not as enthusiastic as I planned. Yeah, okay. So I just really encourage you guys to be donating to this. $600 is not a lot. So just find your old stuff, your new stuff, your mom's stuff, your neighbor's stuff, and be donating to this garage sale. I know that you can contact Taylor. You can contact Bree. It's all over Facebook. So let's get this thing going. Okay, my second announcement is, someone say May 31st. Okay, does anyone know what's going on May 31st? Yep, the junior hires got it. So we have graduation night May 31st. So if you're in 8th grade and you're moving up to high school, or if you're in 12th grade and you're going to college, we want to celebrate you, we want to honor you, and we're going to also do this by students. We're going to do a dress to impress. So girls wear a dress, guys wear a guy button-up collar, just be cute, I don't know, okay. So that's May 31st. If you're in 8th grade or if you're a senior, you can grab a card for an invitation for your parents or whoever you guys want to invite. They're in the back. Okay, and lastly, we have Taking It to the Streets, May 20th, and Christy and Tiana, I don't know if they're in here, but their group is going to be leading it. I'm going to be there. I hope to see you guys there. It's an awesome night. And yeah. Okay, with that, Pastor Drew.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mary. Real quick, can I get, I need one of the leaders, or Melissa or someone. I have a bag, like a grocery bag full of, no. Yeah, Tommy, run on up. We got a bag full of bracelets on up on the pub tables up in the youth office. You can grab that and come back real quick. So got a couple different things I want to tell you guys about. So in junior high a couple weeks ago, I was like, man, guys, wouldn't it be cool if we had something that we could actually write and like, because with note pages, they're easy to lose, right? So if you get like one piece of paper or something like that, it's really easy to lose or misplace. But we wanted to help provide you guys with something that that you could keep And you could take your sermon notes. You could take personal notes of your quiet time, just revelations that you're getting, stuff like that. And so we have now an official Emanate notebook. Come on. So I am so excited for this. I'm really excited for this. So what you got here is you can go ahead and take notes during services. You can take it home. It's yours. And and what we're doing, we are making it minimum cost, okay? So $2 flipping is all this is. But it has to be $2 flipping. So when you give the dollar, you got to, like, do one of those things. So not literally, don't do that. That would really bug Melissa, I'm sure. But we'll have the notebooks available after service right outside these doors. So if you're like, I want one of these, we got plenty of these available. So go ahead and grab some. If you got $2 now, if not, just walk around this next week with your head down and you will find like $3.50 in change. And then you made $1.50 off of it. And so it'll be awesome. So grab a notebook. I really want to encourage you guys. When you jot down what God's doing in your life, it is so cool. Number one, it's actually proven you remember 80% more when you write something down than if you just hear it. 80% more. Second of all, you can go back and you could be like, oh my goodness, there's something that Pastor Jason said and it was so good and made me think about something and I wrote it on my piece of paper in my phone somewhere or I lost, I don't know where. I just had a thought and I didn't find it. And then you can just go ahead and pull out your notebook and go, hey, you know what? I know where that is. It was this last week. It was a week ago. Let's find it. There it is. That's what I needed to tell my friend. That's what I needed for this moment. Those are things like that. Fine. Grab a notebook. Take notes. Seriously, it'll revolutionize your spiritual life if you aren't doing a journal. Do it. Okay? Also, we have... Is Tommy back? Yeah. Not yet? There you go. Awesome. Who was at one? Come on. So who got a one bracelet? Yeah? We got a bunch of extra ones. So if you want to just raise your... If you want a one bracelet or you didn't get one or you want an extra because the one is we're just going to start tossing these out real quick. Yeah. Yeah. Just start tossing them out. Have some fun with it. There you go. These are free. These are for you guys to represent. So you'll see around your school. Wear them at your school. You'll see other people walking around. You know where they were. You know they go to one of the one churches. All right, did anybody get stabbed in the eye with one? Not yet? All right, we got to keep going. We got to keep going. It's not successful until someone has a borderline emergency room experience. That's a lie. That's not true. Awesome. So a couple more hands if we got them. But if not, come to one, the next one, and we will have an awesome experience. Who didn't get a bracelet that wanted a bracelet? All right, hold on. I saw Hannah's hand up first. That was supposed to be for Hannah. So, oh, look who it hit. Look who it hit. Can you stand up again? Can you stand up real quick? This is our friend. He's a youth pastor in Togo. Can we give him a hand? There you go. Come on. He's awesome. He's revolutionizing the youth over in Togo. And it is so cool. Can we pray over you real quick? I just want everybody, yeah, stand up. Everybody just throw your hands right over in that direction. If you're right by him, you can go ahead and throw your hand on his shoulder. God, right now, we declare that good things are coming in Togo for the youth in Togo. Lord, I pray for revival, God. I pray for a removal of a poverty mindset, God. I declare that you bring hope, you bring truth, you bring love, and you bring faith revival over there, God. Thank you so much. Use your son to do incredible things way beyond what man can do. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Awesome. God bless you, man. There you go. That is so cool. I just met him last week. He's awesome. So, who's doing bigger or better? Who's doing bigger or better? You guys made some trades. You guys doing a little bit? I'm at a lawnmower, a used lawnmower. That's right. So if you know anybody that needs one, let me know. But I wanted to highlight, I love this. So I'm hearing about this family that's going around and going door to door and just having a ridiculous amount of success. Where's Tyler? Tyler Gerdes, come on up. Come on up. Give Tyler a hand. Tyler, Michaela. I've heard specifically about them, though. I'm sure, Josiah, you're doing insane things as well. I haven't heard your specific testimony, but that's probably just because I'm a junior high pastor. So what I wanted to do, Tyler, so you started with a rubber band, right?
Yeah.
So where did you go from there? What are some of the items that you've traded up for?
Giant stuffed Mickey, a bicycle, and a stuffed Darth Vader.
No way. So last I knew, he was at the giant stuffed Mickey Mouse. And it's kind of hard to trade something like that, but you got your way past it, right? That is so cool. So, he has been going by and he's knocked on doors and they've been like, you know what? We don't have anything, but we do have money. Can we just give you like $40 to give to like, and so I love it. And so they've been donating just like money from this. And so what that shows me is people are hearing the vision. They're catching Tyler's heart in it. And so what I wanted to do real quick is I just wanted to, I'm actually going to go inside my house real quick, okay? So I'm going to go inside my house, and I am an unexpected neighbor in the Gerdes neighborhood, just hanging out and waiting for someone to ask me if I can participate in I don't know, something that would be really cool that would change the world. I don't know. So go ahead and you want to knock on the door. I didn't hear anything. There you go. Hello.
Hi, we're playing a game called Bigger or Better with our church. We're trying to trade up any of these items that we have. And if you have anything bigger or better, then we'll bring it to our church at the end of the month. And then we'll auction it off. And then all the proceeds of the money, it will go to a missionary in Tajikistan who's helping farmers learn better farming techniques, and it'll help them build wells.
You guys hear that? That is awesome. Give him a hand. Give him a huge flipping hand. That is awesome. I love it. In one concise statement, he just whips the whole thing out, and he's like, boom, 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 boom. This is what we're doing. And at the end of that, I'm like, dude, this guy has a vision. He has a purpose. He's ready to roll. Did you practice that before you went up to someone's door? Or did that just come natural? See, that just comes natural. I would have to practice it. Most of us would probably have to practice it. But I love it. So I want to encourage you guys. This is what it is it's just getting people together to do something awesome for the kingdom. So please go door to door. Find a day this week that you can spend an hour or two just going door to door saying, hey, I want to see what you can trade for something that's bigger and better. Is that all right? Awesome. I'm so excited. Where's K-Money? Come on up, Kevin. Junior Hires, we out.
What's up, high schoolers? I like it. Bye. Oh, I love watching like mobs leave a room. Especially when it's a third of the ministry. Shout out to Pastor Drew. Or shout out to Jesus. We didn't do something last week that I feel like we need to do this week. So, how awesome is Jesus? He's pretty awesome, right? How many of you guys know that he likes to give us awesome gifts? And he likes to give us awesome retreats like Unplugged. And I think we just need to do something right now. Not only for Jesus, I think we need to give it up for Pastor Jason and Melissa. Melissa's not in the room, but let's make her hear it because they literally poured their lives into this weekend to make it happen. So if you guys can just give it up for them right now. There she is. There's Melissa. Generous, generous, with your own. you guys might not know, but I have interned here, and I have seen what Melissa does. And let's just say, if she's not there, it's probably not happening. So anyway, raise your hand again if you're doing bigger or better, or if you not if you're doing it, if you have actually traded something. Three of you? Really? Oh my gosh. Okay, four, five. All right. Tim, you've traded something? What have you traded?
My teacher traded me the rubber band for a 3D printed fidget spinner.
A 3D fidget spinner? Okay, all right, awesome. Well, you get a notebook, man. Good job. So don't trade that unless you want it. Wait, you did more? Say that louder.
I got a backpack from that.
Dude, I could use a backpack. Trade with me. I'll trade with you what people have traded with me. No, I'm just kidding. So anyways, if you haven't started doing it, I think we got, 2 weeks left? Make sure you're doing that. Guys, it is really cool, and it's a really good feeling when you trade with somebody and you get something, and you're just like, ooh, I got something. So you keep on trading, or you want to keep trading. But I've seriously, I've heard some of the stuff that you guys have gotten. I'm not going to mention names, but seriously, I heard somebody got something that's worth $200. So there's a new standard for Emanate. You guys have no reason to not be giving to Speed the Light. You guys have a new creative way. I don't think this way is going anywhere anytime soon. This is an awesome way, and people will really get on board with this. So just real quick, can my reps come forward? We're just gonna pray, and then we're gonna start our service. God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord, for who you are. God, we thank you, Lord, that we are able to give, Lord, to support your purpose, Lord, for our lives, to support your plan and your will. God, we ask, Lord, that you would take this money, God, and you would use it, God, Lord, and that in doing this, God, Lord, the people that give, Lord, we would be missionaries, God, to wherever this money is going, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this money would bless somebody, would impact lives, Lord, and ultimately would impact the kingdom. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All righty, give it up for Pastor Jason.
Thank you, man. How is everybody? So, you guys, listen, I really do want you to try to trade. It's really a lot simpler. Even all the stuff that was said today at the door, if you'll just say, listen, we're doing bigger and better. We want to trade this rubber band for something bigger. And if they ask why, then you can explain it. But you'd be surprised at how people want to participate in something like this. So I'm asking you a personal favor. Would you try this? I really want you to see what can happen if you actually take steps to see something happen. So we're going to break up into groups in just a little bit. We've been doing our purpose series, and we've been talking about how to begin to discover what God created you for. And so everybody in here, we know you were created on purpose, for purpose, and with purpose. And I want to make sure that you begin at least the beginning discovery of why you are on the earth. But before we do that, I think it's really important. Recently, I know you guys know about it. Sometimes it kind of gets up to older people a little slower, but there is a series and a book, 13 Reasons Why. Right? You guys are familiar. How many people are familiar with that? That series or that book? Raise your hand high. I want to see. Okay. Most of you know. I need you guys to listen. So if you don't know 13 Reasons Why, it started with a book series. Basically, a young lady is sexually assaulted, and people didn't do enough about it or didn't do something about it. And so she sends 13 tapes to 13 different people detailing why they are responsible, and then she kills herself. And so you guys may think that it is just your generation that has experienced suicide, and it's not. Young people are very impacted by what they see, what they hear, and what is part of culture. Very impacted. But this has begun years ago in a lot of different ways. When medically assisted suicide began probably in the 90s, when people began to help other people kill themselves, and it became socially acceptable. for somebody who was sick or in pain to die. In Europe, they will, they're talking about if a baby is born with any kind of defect or any kind of mental instability or anything like that that can be measured, they might be able to put them to death. And see, what is happening is there's being a romanticized idea of suicide. And in the book series, basically, she gets her ultimate revenge. She is in a lot of pain. Something horrific happened to her. But she gets her revenge by leaving these people with the idea that they didn't do anything about it. So there's a couple things I want to talk about. First of all, if you have been sexually assaulted, and it is more people than you think, then I need you to come to me. If you feel uncomfortable about coming to me because I am a man, then I totally understand that. But Christy is a counselor, and she would love to be able to talk to you and help you. If you know of somebody who has, then I would like for you to either come to me, one of our leaders, or to Christy as well. But I need you to understand that, you know, Romeo and Juliet was about suicide, the end, so it's been around forever. But the impact that is left because of suicide is horrific to the family. It never ends. I had a friend of mine that he became an alcoholic. And he lost his family, and his son had been born, and he wasn't able to see his son. And he bought a gun online, and he got down on his knees in his apartment and killed himself. And just this was probably 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and just recently I saw his adopted dad who posted this thing, and it said, "Every now and again, I think of you, and a memory slips out and rolls down my face, and it never stops." And so I don't want you to think that there is no way that you can live through what you've experienced, because you can. And we will do everything we can to help you, but you're not alone, and please do not take your life. If you know somebody else who has gone through this, they mention suicide, they talk about it, would you please let somebody know this is real? I just read, I just can't believe where this is going. It's almost unintentionally celebrated, and instead of helping people get help, I don't know. But this guy actually talked to this girl on camera. She was 16 years old. He was 17. And he told the authorities, "I have always been fascinated by death." That is this culture. There's a fascination with death. And they talked about her. She wanted to commit suicide. He helped her do it, videotaped it the whole time. Went over and felt her pulse to make sure she was dead. Left, and when the authorities showed up the next day, he said, "You know, I was there when she did it." And it's a spiritual thing, guys. And it's beginning to affect this generation like no other generation possibly before it. And so I'm just asking that you, if you have been sexually assaulted, if you have been abused in any way, if you are having any suicidal thoughts, if you know of anybody that is struggling with this, and you know that this is a very real potential, that you would come to us, or that you would come to Christy and talk to us about it, okay? Life is so precious, and you can make it through whatever you've been through. There is healing, there is hope, there are people who will walk through this with you, okay? You guys with me? We got to be able to talk about this. This is real. So I want to pray. Father, thank you that you are the author of life, and you did not design sexual abuse. You don't cause that. You don't send it. It's unfair. It is tragic. It is devastating. But God, you do promise that you heal. You do promise that you'll be there, that you do promise that there are new beginnings, that you can help, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God. And for those who have experienced this, God, I pray that you would give them hope. For those that have experienced this, I pray that you would help them to see that you will walk them through this, you will be with them through this, and that you can help them. God, help us as a church, as a people, God, to help those who have been hurt. I pray, God, for the silent cries that we don't hear and we're not paying attention to, that the church will turn their ears to listen to things that are being said, even though we don't hear it. I pray for God for those that they go to bed with it in their hearts and in their minds, and they've been impacted physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually, God, that you would bring healing. That God, they can't even believe your promises, or they can't even believe that there's anything better because of what is happening. I pray that you would bring them hope, God. Please help them. Please, God. You are the author of life. I ask that you would do everything that you possibly can in us, through us, and in the lives of our young people, in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, please let us know if it's you or anybody you have been impacted in any way by this horrific act. We want to help you, okay? So we have been talking about purpose. And if you weren't here the first week, basically we went through how God made you intentionally, created you for purpose, designed you specifically, put you in time and space. In other words, he chose your family. He chose where you would be born. He chose at what time you would be born. So for you guys who are alive right now, he chose that you would be alive for this moment. And there is a devotional in the back. And so what I would encourage you to do is just to begin reading some of these scripture verses occasionally. Think about them and say, God, we even gave you the prayer underneath the scripture verses so that you would begin to learn how to pray to discover your purpose. So week one was the devotional about God's intentionality of your creation. Number two, we defined calling and purpose. Last week, we heard about surrender. And this week is the discovery of what you have, what you possess on the inside of you in combination with who you are. You guys with me? So everybody here, you have a gift, talent, or an ability. God didn't shortchange you. He gave you something that you possess with a personality, with your individualism, to do something on this earth. So I wanted to start with 1 Samuel 17. We're going to read some scripture, and then we're breaking up into groups, and we actually have printed a handout for you to begin to go through and highlight some of the things that you have or you possess, okay? So if you guys could put that up, 1 Samuel 17. So this is David. This is the second king of Israel, and The Bible says that he was a man after God's own heart. He loved God with everything that he was. And this is him as a young man, probably about your age. He was probably about 17 years old at this place. Now, he had been a shepherd for most of his young years. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that when the most important man of that time, of that nation, it was almost like, I don't want to say Donald Trump, but Barack Obama, when he was president and he would show up in a place, he was the most important person because he was the president to show up in that place. Well, the prophet Samuel shows up at his family's house and called all the other family except David in. And when Samuel said, okay, I'm here to anoint the next king of Israel, you got anybody else? And his father pointed out to David and said, there's the youngest one out there. That word youngest means worthless one. So basically he said, oh yeah, we've got the worthless one out in the field tending sheep. David didn't let what his dad thought about him or what anybody else thought about him to change what he knew he was supposed to do. So what happens is he begins to hear that there is a reward for killing this giant. There's a giant standing in between two huge armies, Philistines in Israel. He was about 8 feet tall. He weighed probably over 300 pounds. And he would mock Israel, the army of Israel, and he would say, I want one person to come down and face me. I don't know why the Israel didn't just go down and bum rush him and kill him, but that's not the way they did it. So this guy stood and mocked Israel for 40 straight days. And so David hears it when he goes to visit his brothers, and he's going, somebody's got to do something about this giant. And so here we find him going to King Saul, and this is what he says. He says, don't worry about this Philistine. Now, he is your age. Your age, 17, roughly. David told Saul, I'll go fight him. And the king says, don't be ridiculous, Saul replied. There's no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. You're only a boy, and he's been a man of war since his youth. But David persisted. I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats, he said. When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from a flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. Now, have you ever thought about defending your house from a lion or a bear? Heck to the no, right? So, but this guy's different. There was something about the sheep that he cared about, even at 17. Sheep are worthless. But to David, that was what he was, at that point in time, called to do. He says, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and I club it to death. I have done this to both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this pagan Philistine too, for he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine. Now, I need you to understand, when it comes to your purpose or your calling, you've got to know who it comes from. We keep looking at what we're not or what we don't have instead of understanding that it's God who has given you a call and a purpose. Okay? So I need everybody to go, I am called and I have a purpose. And God has given it to me. All right, so we can go on to the next thing. It says, Saul finally consented. All right, go ahead, he said, and may the Lord be with you. So here's what happens. Here's what happens, and I see it all the time. Young people trying to be what they're not. So y'all trying to act like some rapper. Now, here's what, if I'm being honest, Christians try to be like Hillsong. They try to be like somebody that they're not. And listen, I'm okay to a degree with that until who you are doesn't match up with who you really are. Who you want to be doesn't match up with what God has called you to be. So here's the thing. So it says, then Saul gave David his own armor, a bronze helmet and a coat of mail. So it was, you know, he was decked out in something to protect him. And David put it on, strapped the sword over it, and took a step or two to see what it was like, for he had never worn such things before. So he's trying it out, right? And for some reason, you know, he goes, I can't go in these. This is not what I've ever done before. This is not who I am. You can go to the next. He says, I'm not used to them. So David took them off again. He picked up 5 smooth stones from a stream and put them into his shepherd's bag. Now, I want you to think about this for just a minute. Most of you, up to this point, you don't even realize what you possess. You know why? Because somebody tells you to go to school. Somebody tells you what to study. Somebody tells you what to do, when to get up, when to go to bed, and you don't know who you really are. You don't. And so you're something. You're developing into something, but it may not even be who God's called you to be. And what I'm really passionate about, is for you to begin to discover what's on the inside of you. Who you are, what you possess, and what you're called to do. And so we've got a little test, it's very simple, didn't go into great detail. But I want you to break up into groups tonight, and I want you to begin to circle and highlight things that you know that you are. Before we break up, I want to read this one scripture verse. If you'd go to Psalm 20, verse 4. I love this verse. This is in the devotional. This is in the first devotional. If you would pray this every day, I promise you, God in his faithfulness will get you where you need to be. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. That is my prayer for you. Father, I pray for the men and women in this room. I pray, God, that you would begin to fulfill all their heart's desire. You always change our heart to reflect yours. And God, may they fulfill all their purpose on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I need my leaders to go to different areas in the room. If you are part of a small group, then I want you to go over there. If you're a guest or you're not part of a group, I want you to pick a group. And if you don't want to pick a group, we will assign you with a group. All the leaders look at me for just a second. There's a second page, and it has seven different categories in boxes. You guys don't deal with that yet. We'll talk about that in just a minute, okay? How many people are done? Wow. Okay, take your time. Listen, when everybody has, guys, y'all need to make sure you're taking your time. It's not a race. But here's the thing. When you're finished, look at something that maybe you've never really paid attention before that you recognize, man, this is pretty cool. I never really paid attention to this or recognized this, but it's a revelation to you, and make sure you guys talk about it and share it in your group, okay? All right, you guys ready? No. Okay, God. Y'all are the ones taking it really seriously. All right, so y'all have about 3 minutes. One minute. Ten seconds. All right, everybody look at me. How many people actually are beginning to understand a little bit some things that you possess? You notice some patterns, or you notice some things, you're discovering some things. Okay, so here's the thing. As you get older, these things are going to begin to clarify. Hopefully. Hopefully you become socially aware enough or self-aware enough that you begin to recognize, man, this is what makes me tick. This is why I get out of bed in the morning. This is what I want to do. There's a quote that says, the greatest day of your life is the day that you're born. Second greatest day of your life is when you figure out why. And because God has called you, you definitely have a purpose on this earth. And it is to be with him, it is to serve him, but the expression of that is what you do with the life that God has given you. So there's a second thing that we gave our leaders, and basically these are motivators. They are things that for some reason they're inside of you, and it awakens something in you, you're passionate about it, you enjoy it, and they may be a little over your head right now. Some of you guys may have an idea. Some of you may not, and it's okay. But they're going to read 7 different categories. And I want you to begin to figure out which category most motivates you. Because what motivates you is what you do. But I don't want you to read the name of the categories, leaders. Not yet. Okay? I want you just to read the different descriptions. So you guys can start with that first one, have people raise their hands or keep up in your head how many resemble you, and then we'll let you know what those are. Go ahead. We got about 5 minutes.
Thank you.
None of this even makes any sense. One? Couple of you? Okay. Keep going. They can actually begin to look at it, too, if they want to. It may help. Yeah, they have to share. So have them get together. This is not Greece. That's not what it is. So those are your motivators. Sorry.
That's actually what inspires you.
Two minutes. Does everybody know what altruistic means? Okay.
You guys at?
Regulatory. 5 out of 7.
Do y'all know have you given them the descriptions or definitions of what those mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not regulatory.
About 2 minutes.
So regulatory, I just said, I don't know where it lies. Government, or additional regulated principles.
incredible.
He lives with us now.
Oatmeal with frozen berries and walnuts mixed in, and then three eggs. Medium, over medium.
Really?
And every single day the eggs get better and better. Wow! They're so good.
It's nice to have someone to cook them for you.
You cook them every single
day. All right. You guys come back to your seats. Make sure you take your paper with you. What'd you find out? Okay, look at me. Did you learn something? Thank you, ladies. You keep me going. So here's what I want you to do. I actually want you to take some time, and I want you to begin to recognize how God has made you. Don't compare yourself to somebody else, because God didn't make you to be somebody else. He made you to be you. And in order for you to be the person that God has called you to be, you've got to understand how you think, how you function, and what you possess. Because next week, we're going to talk about stewardship. Stewardship is actually what propels you to what God has for you. Okay? So, I really want that last exercise with, are you altruistic, that's just helping people, or political, or whatever. Those are your motivations. I didn't expect you to remember anything anyway, so. But I do want you to look over. Please do this. I'm begging you. As a man in his 40s, I'm begging you to do this. Don't waste your life. And don't waste your youth. Begin to discover what God has made you to be. All right? God has some cool stuff for you. And this is part of discovering the clues or the breadcrumbs that God has placed in your life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for your Holy Spirit. I thank you so much for your design. I thank you so much for Jesus, you dying on the cross for our sins, for you repurchasing us from the enemy and from sin and from death. And I pray, God, that the men and women in this room will begin to discover at an early age purpose and call and design. God, what motivates them? I pray that they would become the best version of themselves, not another version of somebody else. You didn't make anybody a copy. You made them an individual. And I pray, God, that they honor you with their life. And I pray, God, that you would begin to open their eyes to certain things that are uniquely them. I pray they'd honor you with everything they say, everything they do, how they live their life. May they give it to you, God, and may you bless it for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you guys. Love you. If you have any questions, be glad to answer. And Melissa has something.
Hey, guys. If you're a senior and want an invite for you and your parents to the graduation night, please see me.
Night, y'all.
Okay, let's proceed with it. I'm in the house, got the deed with it. These bozos always sneak this and they taking shots. I'm a keen with it. Like, no, this league business. Who you really know? I've been moving on the all. Where that reaper play, even if I DOA, I wake up and I see your wreck. Excuse my friend, she
havoc like it's my bitch.